It's page 234, and you know what that means. It's time to fuck that Boshala. Yes, we are still in the monster section of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still talking about Boshalas. And things got a little hot last time as we discussed the hideous, slimy orgies the Boshalas are prone to. No doubt, after what we heard yesterday, raising and controlling Boshalas is a hard, drippy enterprise. And after the details we heard, I wouldn't blame you if you were hard or dripping yourself. And that's why it's the perfect time for a round of Fuck That Boshala. It's the Megaverse's favorite game show, the game where we roll the dice in the vast array of unnatural Boshala anatomies and take a chance on fucking the Boshala we know or fucking the Boshala hidden behind our mystery curtain of decency, which will be raised at the end of the program. Just in case you're a new viewer joining the show, let's talk about the rules. Page 234 describes the attributes of a Boshala. Like just about all creatures in the Megaverse, the Boshala has the standard array of attributes. For example, a Boshala has an intelligence of 1d4 plus 4. That's a range of 5 to 8, with an average of 6.5, which is described on this page as, quote, average predatory animal IQ. Now that does mean that at an average of 6.5, a typical predatory animal is more intelligent than many player characters who, after all, roll 3d6 for intelligence and could easily roll a 3, 4, 5, or 6. Got it? Alright, here's where it gets tricky. As you know, you live in a megaverse full of humans and other creatures who all play somewhere on the scale of fuckability. In past seasons, we've seen Palladium place virtually everything on the scale of fuckability, from aliens to robots to mutant animals to actual automobiles, and the Boshala is no exception. Each Boshala has a physical beauty of 1d4. That means that half the time a Boshala is more hideous than any random player character. A quarter of the time, a Boshala is at the same rock bottom as the most unfuckable of player characters. But one quarter of the time, a Boshala might just be more fuckable than you. A player character can roll a physical beauty as low as 3. A Boshala can roll a physical beauty as high as 4. It's more likely than you think. If this episode is a success, and why wouldn't it be, it'll probably be heard by 216 people. 1 in 216 is your chance of rolling a 3 for physical beauty, so look around at the other viewers. According to Palladium canon, if you don't see anybody out there less fuckable than a creeping, dripping chimera, sorry pal, it's you. You might say the dumbest thing on this page is putting the Boshala on the fuckability spectrum at all, but there they are, and much of the rest of this page is taken up by random tables. Tables that offer different sorts of animal parts to create a random Boshala. And that will be our game tonight. Sit back with your favorite alcoholic beverage, I know that I am, listen as we randomly create a Boshala from these tables, and buzz in just as soon as you're sure that you would or would not fuck that Boshala. There will be 9 randomly generated features. Once you buzz in, you'll score 1 point for every table I haven't yet rolled on, plus 1 free point for indulging me in this strange departure from the regular MDC format. For example, if you buzz in after I've announced the results of 4 tables, you'll score 1 free point plus 5 points for the 5 remaining tables for a total of 6 points. But remember, once you buzz in, your answer is locked, no matter what horrors future tables reveal. Once I'm finished, I will announce all at once the features of this unseen Boshala we have behind our mystery curtain of decency, if you guessed right. For example, if you declared you'd fuck that Boshala, and then the one behind the mystery curtain of decency turns out to be even worse, you keep all your points. But if you guessed wrong, for example, if you declared that you'd fuck that first Boshala, and the one behind the curtain of decency turns out to be a real dreamboat, your points go down to 0. You're on the honor system on this. Unlike Palladium Books, I am not here to place alien creatures on a quantified scale of fuckability. I have a little more dignity than that. A very little. I hope those rules are clear, and if they're not, back up 15 or 30 seconds and try it again. We'll be waiting for you here as we prepare to fuck that Boshala. All right, let's start with contestant 1. Table number 1, which starts on the previous page, is main body appearance. And the dice say 12, canine. Contestant number 1 has a canine body. Buzz in now if you're sure whether you'd fuck this Boshala or the one behind our mystery curtain of decency. Table number two, the number of heads. It appears on the previous page. We're rolling the dice now. Dice say 77. Contestant number one has three heads. Body of a canine. Three heads. Cerberus? Why, it barely knew Burrus. There's a great freedom in having a laugh track. Buzz in now if you're sure whether you would fuck this dog-bodied, three-headed contestant number one or contestant number two, the Boshala behind our mystery curtain of decency. Table number three, here on page 234, the appearance of each head. Dice say 87, rodent slash rat. Might be a game changer for some of you out there. I can see your hands darting toward those buzzers. Three rat heads on a dog body. Buzz in now if you have your answer. Think it through. What could be behind that mystery curtain of decency? Table number four, mouth and teeth. Dice say 45, long, spike-like, or icicles. As the host, it is my option whenever we have an or to decide which one I prefer, and I'm going with icicles. What we have here is a canine body, three heads. What kind of heads? Rat heads. And what kind of teeth do those rats have? Icicles. Icicles for teeth. Hands on those buzzers if you know your answer already. Maybe you need another round. Table number five, number of legs. This is always a big one for the arachnophobes in the audience. Dice say 69. Boshala, of course, famously incapable of employing the 69 position, since who the fuck knows which side is up. 69 on the table is a 6, which means that we have a dog-bodied, rat-headed, icicle-toothed, 6-legged Boshala in contestant 1. Hit that buzzer if you now know whether you would fuck Boshala number 1 or the Boshala behind our mystery curtain of decency. For those of you doing some quick calculations about your score, just a reminder, we have 4 tables left. It's time now for table number 6, type of legs. And this is a big round. We are rolling for each of the 3 pairs of legs, 6 legs total, on contestant number 1. Dice, do your magic. I've got a 20. I've got a 97. I've got a 26. And that means 1 pair of feline feet, 1 pair of large, thick tentacles or fish fins, and you'd best believe I'm choosing tentacles, and 1 pair of horse-slash-hoofed feet. Once again, the option is mine, and I'm electing non-equine hoofed feet, perhaps goat feet. Things are really heating up now. A canine trunk supporting 3 rat heads with sharp icicle teeth, 3 pairs of lower appendages, 4 legs, feline, back legs, hoofed goat-style legs, and in the middle, thick, juicy tentacles. With 3 tables left, if you now know whether you're prepared to fuck the ever-loving tentacle juice out of contestant number 1 or opt for the monstrosity behind our mystery curtain of decency, hit that buzzer now. Now we're into the home stretch, a cliche from some sport, and I'm ashamed to say I don't know which one. It's time to determine the number of arms. Dice, show me number of arms. That is a 35, and that gives us 4 total arms. If that's enough for you, you may buzz in now. But if not, it's on to our penultimate table, table number 8, type of appendage for each arm. I'm going to need 4 dice rolls on this. Dice, 16, 3, 40, and 63. And that means we've got 1 human-like or apish hand. I'm opting for human-like. Another human-like arm and hand. A feline paw with retractable claw. And 1 bird-like talon. We're on to table 9 now. This is your last chance to score 1 more point. If you now know whether you're choosing to fuck contestant 1 or our mystery contestant behind our mystery curtain of decency, buzz in now. And you'll want to buzz in now unless you are one of those discriminating viewers for whom it all hinges upon the tail. Our final table. If the tail means everything to you, pay close attention as we roll the dice for the final time. Dice? That's an 82, no tail. There you have it. 1 complete Boshala. Let's review. The hirsute, athletic, sporty body of a dog or wolf. On top of that body, 6 beady eyes on 3 rat heads. What's in those rat mouths? Icicles, of course. Sharp icicles that serve as teeth. How many lower extremities? 6, my good friend. 2 silky, spry, cat legs in the front, 2 bristly, saucy goat legs in the back, and in the middle, thick, powerful, bad dragon-esque tentacles. You want manipulators? You got them. Human arm, boom, human arm, boom. One bird talon up top, caca. And underneath, a playful kitten paw with retractable claw. Finally, I hope you like an unobstructed view of a strange chimerical booty, because there is no tail at the rear of this monstrosity. By now you've made your choice. At some point along the way, you decided to lock in your answer to fuck this Boshala or to fuck that Boshala, the one behind our mystery curtain of decency. I hope you all made the right choice out there. I'm rooting for you. It's time now to find out whether you made the right choice to fuck that Boshala. Raise the curtain, please. Here's contestant 2, and you're not gonna believe it. They've got 5 demure human heads emerging from the body of a big long snake. Open up and show us those pearly whites, contestant 2. What's that? My. Dog teeth. Just as dangerous as snake's teeth, but with none of the dignity. But a lack of dental dignity doesn't mean that this snake crawls on their belly. Oh no, they walk on a pair of short cat legs in the back, and 2, count 'em, 2 giant spider legs in the front. Growing out of the serpent's back, we've got a cornucopia of manipulators from air, land, and sea. That's right, the talon of a hawk, the claw of a bear, the pincer of a crab, the paw of a cat, and emerging up behind those 5 heads, waving hello, it's a big purple octopus tentacle. Last of all comes a long green alligator tail. That muscular tail would inflict 1d12 damage in Dungeons & Dragons, but in a Palladium game, where fuckability is foremost in our minds, the only question is, how would you feel about waking up next to it? Well, folks, I hope that you had fun today. Which Boshala do you think is more fuckable? Would you rather feel the icy chompers of rats nibbling their way up your midsection? Or would you rather feel the weight of a boa constrictor on your chest as your arms are pinned by 2 spider legs and 5 human heads try to make out with you at once? Only you can know the true answer to that question, and I can only pray that it stays that way. My DMs are open, but not for this. That's it for Fuck That Boshala today. Stay safe out there, don't fuck any monsters I wouldn't fuck, and remember, it is only the insistence upon mechanically rating the physical attractiveness of all creatures as though it were an intrinsic quality and not a complicated product of social norms that gives rise to the absurdity that drove this episode. Good night. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita.